Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you. And then there was one, the Los Angeles Dodgers. Shout out to the Los Angeles Dodgers and all the fans out there listening to the show. Congratulations. Nolan and I got to eat a bit of humble pie. We went with the Yankees. Nolan in five, I think, and myself in six. Did not happen. Did not happen. We're going to talk all about it for sure tonight. Our thoughts and opinions on it, and go over it. Whether you agree with us on our thoughts and opinions or not, we'll find out later with you when we see the comments afterwards. But you know what? Hey, 2024 is in the books. As soon as we're done talking about the World Series stuff, we're already fired up about the offseason. So we're going to try to get that into the show as well tonight. Get that excitement started up, because on Monday, hey, free agency starts. So we already had some trades going on today. So lots of activity. Teams aren't sitting around waiting. It's awesome. It's awesome at the MLB level. So I'm almost more excited about that than just the way the World Series ended for me personally. But again, we'll talk about it more on the show tonight. So as always, if you have any questions for us, whether that's personal questions or for the curtain call section of the show, send them out to us on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Dirtbag Baseball Nation. And we'll certainly get them answered in person with you or here on the show. So as always as well, thank you to all the listeners wherever you are in the world, and especially our servicemen and women. And can't thank you enough for doing what you do day in, day out. So Nolan and I and the rest of the Dirtbag Nation can do what we love doing, and that's baseball. Whether it's training, whether it's coaching, whether it's being a parent, whether it's being a player, at any and all ages. Can't thank you enough for one, listening to us, and two, doing for what you do. Absolutely. So our thoughts and prayers are always with you, as always. So anyways, lots to talk about. Again, it's going to be an interesting show. I honestly don't know where it's going to go. Nolan and I have done a lot of talking over the last probably 18 hours about what we thought and what we saw for the last week. And well, we'll give you our opinions here in a second. So settle in, sit back, get that favorite drink, wherever you like to listen to us, however you like to listen to us, because there's going to be a lot to talk about, and we'll be right back here after this break.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network, and all for less than $30 a month when you get four lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Build up to Black Friday with savings all month long at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save up to $500 on select LG major appliances. And get holiday inflatables for under $20. Because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 10/24 through 11/5. Applies to select LG major appliances only. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
If I was to describe this sandwich in one word, I would say magical. Hi, this is Jamora, and the little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is that extra oomph. I go back and forth from the spicy filet to the original filet. I get into the sweetness of the honey, then you have the extra kick from the spicy filet. The combination alone takes it over the top. It's award-winning.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy filet, now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
I love fall weather. The crisp air, the falling leaves, until someone in my family catches a chill outside. Luckily, Kohl's has deals on all things cozy. I got 20% off comfy layers and warm denim, $10 off because I spent over $50, and earned Kohl's cash. Now we're ready to bundle up and get back out there, thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end November 3rd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to kick things off?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, World Series just happened. Shout out to the Dodgers. Obviously, we both incorrectly picked this series. Same as Braden when he's in the studio. He also incorrect with the seven games. Yeah, I mean, I honestly don't have words to kind of put it into perspective what the heck happened last night. Like, Aaron Judge obviously needs a big hit. You kind of see him get rolling a little bit towards the end of game four. Game five comes out, first swing, two-run home run, opposite field. You're thinking, okay, life's great for the Yankees. They got a series. Jazz Chisholm goes back-to-back. They keep piling it on, make it a 5-0 game. Jack Flaherty pulled after four, so it's going to be a taxing on the bullpen. And then everything went to poop. Like, Aaron Judge misses a line drive on a play that every five-year-old kid makes. Just a line drive, and he just takes his eyes off of the ball, decides to watch the base runner instead.
See where
misses
Gavin
that
Lux
one.
Is.
Anthony Volpe on the back end. His only play is to third base in that situation. He spikes it into the dirt on Jazz Chisholm, who can't pick it. And, I mean, I can't really fault Chisholm. It was a horrible throw. And then, yeah, like, obviously just kind of and then the ground ball hit up to first base where Rizzo, I mean, that's a tough one, got a lot of English on it. Garrett Cole's thinking Rizzo's coming through, making that play. Rizzo's thinking Garrett Cole's going to cover the base, make that play.
Little brain fart.
Oh, yeah, and then all of a sudden the wheels came tumbling down after that. I mean, all of a sudden you get a 5-5 game from what should have been a 5-0 game. And Garrett Cole made his next two batters after those back-to-back errors eat it, right? He goes out, gets the back-to-back Ks. All of a sudden they put up a 5 spot with two outs. In the fifth inning, Yankees take the lead back. All of a sudden, 6-5 game, eighth inning, clutch RBI, or clutch two run, and all of a sudden you got a 7-6 game. But, I mean, I got to give a shout-out to Blake Treinen. That performance that he had yesterday, obviously Walker Buehler comes in to get the save. But Blake Treinen eating seven outs there, and he just diced up the Yankees lineup after they made it a 6-5 game. Like, I tip my cap, man. That was a heck of a performance.
So let me ask you on that. We were talking about it during the game, obviously, last night. We all said, you know, like, Aaron Boone doesn't come out and talk to Garrett Cole during that fifth inning. Dave Roberts, no problem at all with Blake Treinen making sure he's got his last two outs. Still in good shape, got the horses, got the willpower, got the game plan. Yep, got you, Skip. What's your thoughts? Just Aaron Boone just forgot that he was allowed to come out?
Well, to me, honestly, I'm more shocked about reading today that they're planning on bringing him back as manager for the Yankees next year. Like, that genuinely surprised me. I thought one way or the other, one of these managers was going to be fired at the end of this series. Obviously, Dave Roberts wins his World Series. So obviously, he's got to be safe. Boone, I just don't know what the heck some of the managerial decisions were that he made in this World Series. Like, I'm shaking my head at the Carlos Rodon in Game 1, obviously, instead of Tim Hill, which, I mean, obviously, hindsight's 20-20.
Nestor Cortez.
Yeah. Sorry, my fault. Yeah. Puts him in relief. Hadn't pitched since, what, September the 17th or something like that? Obviously, he lets up the grand slam to Freddie, the first in World Series history to have a walk-off grand slam in any game of the World Series. And then, yeah, I mean, just some questionable decisions all the way throughout that series. At the end of the day, I mean, the Yankees hitters, they just didn't show up to hit. Like, outside of that last game and even Game 4, obviously, they put up the big spot in the eighth inning there, the five-run eighth, to kind of blow it away, make an 11-4 game. But you're still just sitting there shaking your head. Like, they showed no life, really, after Game 1 until Game 4 when they all of a sudden got that lead again.
Yeah, and even that, right? It was Gerrit Cole and Jack Flaherty opening up the series in that two phenomenal performances in Game 1. And, I mean, the Yankees only had 2-run lead, I think it was, 2-0 at that time and stuff. So, you know, they just didn't get anything going. It was like they didn't have a hitting coach. They didn't have a plan. They were seeing fastballs right down Broadway where they were looking breaking balls looking fastballs. You know, I don't know, man. It just looked like they were not prepared the way that they should be prepared going into that series. And for me, not that the Dodgers did anything spectacular in that series either, outside of Freddie. I liked Edmund. I liked Teoscar again, stuff like that. But overall, pitching was good. Like, pitching was really solid for the Dodgers. But I would say solid. That the Yankees made them look better than that. I wouldn't say outstanding, but I'd say better than that. Because they just looked like they were lost.
Yoshi was fantastic. Yes,
I'll give you
Yoshi
that.
Was fantastic. Walker Buehler, I mean, he had a heck of a series too. Like, I just read a report saying that he was only projected to make $3.6 million this offseason. Well, based on that playoffs, he's going to make a little bit more than that. Like, don't get me wrong, he had a horrible regular season, but still, man, that playoff performance that he put on, oh gosh, he's going to get paid this offseason. Now, I don't know what it's actually going to end up being, but if I'm a team and I'm like, hey, I can get this back, and he's got career postseason success all the way throughout, man. Like, that's just it. He's got the playoff success. So, to me, I don't know. When I saw that, I was kind of surprised, but yeah, no, you're right. Like, the Yankees, end of the day, just didn't have a game plan. They got their butts whooped up and down the field for the better part of 3.5 games. I tip my cap to the Dodgers. They had a plan. Their star players, they knew what they wanted to do. They didn't let the leads, even in Game 4 there, when they ended up coming back and making it a close game, their stars never wavered. They knew what they wanted to do. Freddie Freeman, though, like you said, obviously he was the lumber. He provided majority of the pop balls all World Series, which is why he ended up being the World Series MVP, rightfully so.
Mookie Betts was pretty quiet on the whole.
Yeah, Shohei Ohtani, I want to talk about this one because obviously
you have
yours. that dislocated shoulder, I don't care what anybody says, man. They were saying, yeah, he's perfectly fine, he's good to go, yada, yada, yada. After Game 3, it's like, no. You could tell on every single swing, he couldn't even run. He had to hold his jersey to keep his shoulder in place. I was like, every single swing that he went kind of all out, he was grimacing. He did not want to make contact with a ball. Like, even the balls that he was squaring up were 370-foot fly balls out to Aaron Judge in center field.
It was the same as Bellinger when he hit the home run and armbarred back in, what was that, 2020. And I said right away, that's a dislocated shoulder. You can just tell the way his arm dropped and the way he got off the field in a hurry. And, you know, Shohei, it just reminded me exactly of that, coming across the field. I mean, he's a big, tough kid, and he showed it and he proved it. But like we said, right, we saw him in Game 4 there, and your watch of Game 3, sorry, maybe it was, and you know, lead off walk, didn't even try to pitch to him.
Yeah, and that was post dislocated shoulder.
Yeah, and he's running the whole time, holding onto that shoulder, holding in place.
No, it was Game 4. It was the first at bat in Game 4.
Yeah, sorry. But, yeah. And so then finally they started to attack him a little bit better and go at him and realize, oh no, this really is sore. Like there's no games going here. Yeah. No. And so, but you're right. I mean, overall, I mean, hey, let's finish this segment up on Freddie himself. Obviously, he's been talked about all day on the sports shows out there and stuff like that the last week, and he should be. I mean, we're going to give him a Dirtbag Nation hats off for sure, just like everybody else does, because it's deserved. I mean, I love the Grand Slam with his dad, all the stories he's getting with that. That's great to share that, and that passion and love between a father and a son for the game of baseball. It's like you and me, Nolan or Braden and myself, and lots of you listeners out there and stuff like that. But obviously Max, the story with his son through the summer, it just all came together for him. I mean, he's out there, he's hurt. What did you read today, actually, as usually happens after it all came out? What were his injuries?
So obviously he had the high ankle sprain that everybody knew about, shouldn't have been able to play in the playoffs, carried the team, obviously, in the World Series and hit well enough all the way throughout the playoffs. Broken rib cartilage in his sixth rib. That was pretty much an all postseason thing. And then obviously he had the broken middle finger in the middle of the season there in August. And even that, I mean, you can't assume that that would be a perfectly healthy injury by now, like considering he was still swinging with it pretty much the whole time throughout. Same as obviously you look at Anthony Rizzo. Anthony Rizzo had the two broken digits. And yeah, I mean, same thing. Like you could just tell a few of his swings, he wasn't right.
But I give him a lot of credit too. I mean, if you're going to look at some Yankees that stood out or whatever, for sure, Gerrit Cole, both the first start and the last night. I mean, that devastating for the kid. Yeah. Devastating. What happens moving forward for him? We're going to find out here starting Monday pretty quick what'll happen. But yeah, Rizzo, I thought, was tough, and he didn't have results, unfortunately, but he was tough all the way through. Stanton did pretty good on the most part, and Soto did well as well. I mean, what did he have? One hit last night, and I think four walks again. You know, it's terrible when they're not pitching to him or whatever, but they stayed to their plans. So we'll be right back here after this break, Dirtbags, with the next save.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. So I'm going to jump in here, Noli, and get this one started. One of the things that really stood out to me was, and I brought it up with you and Braden a couple times, was that I was really surprised that the Yankees never backed up any of the Dodgers hitters. You know, I go back to Pedro, I go back to Roger, I go back to Nolan Ryan, like all those big horses or whatever and stuff like that. And Freddie Freeman, you're going to respect the heck out of him or whatever and stuff like that. But when he's in there and he's confident and he's hitting bombs, you know that it wasn't that long ago and they would have been getting one run up inside. Not hit him, but certainly run up inside. And you know, who was it? Drawing a blank on the relief pitcher that just retired.
Daniel Hudson,
you know, to get away with on him in game four on Judge first and then Stanton, you know, and they got away on him. I get that. But not one Yankees pitcher even thought about doing that to the Dodgers. And that just wouldn't have happened not that long ago. And I'm sure, you know, MLB's not going to have a problem with that type of stuff. We're not talking about injuring like we did way back in the summertime when those young guys were coming in there and just firing as hard as they could and there was no control on them. But I was really surprised about that. What were you thinking?
Well, I mean, the good thing is, too, like for those that saw it, the comeback on Netflix, the Boston Red Sox documentary. So that was obviously going on, came out just before the World Series had started. So we were kind of watching it over the past couple of days just to kind of watch that. And yes, I mean, obviously you're seeing Pedro and you're seeing Schilling and those guys, and they're talking about it. And they're like, listen, like Schilling came in, A-Rod's up at bat, first pitch, just fires one right up near the dome. He's like, listen, I'm not trying to hit him, but I'm just trying to tell them, hey, boys, I'm here tonight. Like you said, like that's literally the thing that I would have been doing, especially Freddie Freeman. Like you could tell the way that he was crowding the plate, he was looking for that inside fastball to turn on. All of a sudden, I buzz one, not like you said, not at his ribs, but near him.
Just to back him up.
Yep. Just to get him off of the plate. And all of a sudden, now I just open up. Now, obviously, Freddie Freeman's an incredible hitter. Easier said than done. Still, end of the day, like you said, I see a guy that's red hot. I'm buzzing him. I'm buzzing him. I'm going inside with that heat just to say, hey, big boy, we know you're hot. We know you're looking for that inside fastball. Here you go. It's inside, inside. I'm not making that mistake middle in like the rest of the pitchers where they resulted in the four home runs. I'm going inside and just standing him up. Mookie Betts, same thing. Shohei Ohtani, how comfortable is your shoulder? Boom. I'm not going to hit you, like you said. I'm just keeping you guys honest as hitters.
For sure.
Just so then that way, all right. And especially like you said, after a couple Yankees get hit and it's your big boys are getting hit, you know what? If my big boys get hit, I have every right in the playoffs to hit one of your big boys.
For sure. You saw it in the comeback, Pedro, in episode one, right? Versus
with Kevin Millar, yeah. Well, who do you want me to hit?
Roger Clemens going to Kevin Millar in the 2003 one series. And exactly, without hesitation, who do I need to hit?
Yeah.
Boom. Done. Just like that.
Yeah. And Kevin Millar certainly wasn't the star of the team, but still, he was their clubhouse
glue guy. And like they said, him and Jorge Posada at that time didn't get along, Pedro and Jorge. And yeah, he wanted Jorge, but it didn't matter. It was all about defending his teammate. Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, Daniel Hudson, yeah, it got away on him, but still, it was an inside fastball he was trying to execute like we talked about, right?
Yeah.
Jam him in. It got away on him. Hey, you know what? I tried to jam you in. It got away on me. But don't think for a second. No way, man. We're in a World Series with you guys. We got to win this as much as you guys got to win this.
Yeah.
We got to get, you know, we're the Yankees. And I was just really surprised that I never saw that once, the whole series. None of that.
Just a different era of baseball.
I guess.
That's it. Well, that's why you always see the scuffles that you do now. You never see the punches thrown like we always talk about. Old school era baseball, it was all right. You know what? You hit my guy, I hit your guy.
Yeah, and it's almost like it's not even about respect to me or whatever and that. It's almost like, you know, hey, we all got to band together quietly and keep everybody on the field and keep everybody healthy so everybody's family gets paid and stuff like that. I can respect that or understand it, but I was just, man, this is the World Series. If you got to do, you got to do.
Yeah.
And like you said, Freddie was hottest man on the planet for that series.
Yeah, and there wasn't a single pitch that he looked uncomfortable.
No.
Like, he was just locked in at the plate, as locked in as you could be. You got to just give him one.
And really,
just keep him honest. Just brush him back a little bit just to say, hey, big boy, we know you're hot.
Yeah.
We're aware you're hot, but we're the Yankees.
Yeah.
And we've won 27 of these.
You got Ohtani down with the shoulder. Betts isn't really rolling. Isn't really getting hot. So you get to the number three guy. DeOscars did a nice series as well.
Number four guy, you mean, because Freddie was three.
No, that's what I mean. You got through the number three, sorry, or whatever, and that. So you got the number four, DeOscar, or whatever. But after that, the Yankees handled them pretty decently overall. Tommy Edman had another good series, good solid round. But yeah, run them in. Get them.
Well, that's just it. The bottom of the Dodgers lineup wasn't consistent, but it seemed like every night one of their guys just played a key part. Like, that would be the best way to describe what the Dodgers were. The top of the order, I mean.
Tommy Edman, game one.
Yeah.
Hit up the middle. Cuts it off. Can't no play at home. Or no play at first. Throws it right to home. Freezes him at third base. Keeps the game. 2-0. Hey.
No, 2-1. 2-1 at that point. Yeah.
And they come back and all of a sudden grand slam, everything else, right? Just little plays like that. Like, that's why I say I give him credit on that series again. He played a very solid series as well. Betts played well defensively for sure. I didn't think he had a great offensive series, but defensively he does what he does. He's the best in the game in right field. DeOscar, for the most part, I thought played pretty well in left field or whatever.
Struggled offensively though. No two questions about it. Obviously he has that clutch 2-run double to tie it up there at fives.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, overall offensively he didn't do jack. But no, that's just it. Like it was. Better team won at the end of the day.
Oh, absolutely. Overall, hey, they got it done. I mean, and it was decided last December, right? Once they got Ohtani or whatever and backed him up with Yamamoto or whatever and stuff like that, that you know, it really was World Series or bust. And they certainly had their injuries like everybody does. And we talked about it all season long, as you know, dirtbags. And at the end of the day, they got it done. One thing that was out today or whatever and stuff like that, you know, you got to give your shout out to Dave Roberts and stuff like that. He got it done. I think the question we even asked each other or whatever, and we'd love to know your opinions out there. So send it in to us, dirtbags. You know, what does Dave Roberts look like on a team that isn't the Dodgers? Who really is he as a manager in that? He did really, really good job this time. He did a really good job overall. He understood his team. He understood what they were capable of, and he executed it very well.
Well, this was the run that everybody was looking for from Dave Roberts to actually justify him as a good manager. Mm-hmm. Like, at the end of the day, he went through the Padres, who I think basically unanimously majority of people thought that, if not the best team coming into the playoffs, were certainly one of the best teams coming into the playoffs, the San Diego Padres.
Yep.
Like, personally, I thought that it was either going to be them or the Philadelphia Phillies coming out of the National League side. Obviously didn't happen. Then they go up against the Mets, and the Mets were the hottest team in baseball over the past 4 months or whatever the heck it was. They obviously handled them. And then, yeah, obviously the Yankees. I mean, Kike Hernandez, he summed it up perfectly by his at the end of his post-game speech. Just out on the field, like, he even said that. He's like, listen, we weren't supposed to be here, according to all you guys out there, and guess what? We just beat the mighty Yankees. And it was like, yep. No, I mean, I got to tip my cap. He did a fantastic job. Like you said, though, after reading someone, like, I saw some insider's tweet, and this one, I don't know. I was none too happy about reading it. They were talking about him being one of the greatest managers of all time. They're like, yeah, he's won 8 NL West titles, 9-for-9 and getting to the playoffs, 4 World Series appearances, 2 World Series championships, 630 winning percentage, and something else. I can't remember what the other thing was. And I'm just sitting there like you said, Kirk, give the man the Oakland Athletics. Give the man the Chicago White Sox.
Colorado Rockies.
Give him, no, exactly. Like, that's just it, though. Like, give him a lesser team that's not willing to pay $300 million every year, knowing that, hey, I can break the tax threshold. I can do that with ease because I just made $10 $2 billion off of Shohei Ohtani alone this season. Like, end of the day, to me, I still think he's just a manager. Like, I don't consider him a good manager. I think he was blessed with the greatest opportunity that you can have. Obviously, he's made the most out of it. I will give him the credit. He has made the most out of it after this season. I can say, you know what? You're a World Series champion. I tip my cap to you. End of the day, I still don't think he's anything more than just a regular manager.
We definitely want to give a shout out to two individuals that come to my mind anyways before the end of this segment. Daniel Hudson announcing the retirement. World Series with the Nationals in 2019, Dodgers in 2024. Congratulations from the nation. And Kevin Kiermaier, even though he wasn't on the World Series roster, gets himself a World Series. Wish you both the best of luck moving forward. Congratulations on two really, really good, solid Major League Baseball careers. Really solid guys overall. Phenomenal defensive center fielder. Best in the league probably for a good 10 years with the Tampa Bay Rays.
Best for 7 years for sure.
Still very tremendous,
yep.
Even at the end of his career. The
yep.
Blue Jays the last couple of years, and now the Dodgers at the back end. Daniel Hudson, tremendous, tremendous, solid reliever.
14 years and 10 years. So, both of them are eligible for the 2030 Hall of Fame.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, it's hey, pretty darn nice way to end your career. No question about it. Especially in Yankee Stadium doing it against the Yankees. Got to love that. You know, if you could do a childhood dream, I'm sure they wouldn't be, I'm sure that might be the thought process, but it wouldn't be probably a reality of it actually happening, and it did. So good for them. Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break with the curtain call questions.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh cracked American cheese sauce. Bacon.
You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
IBM and ESPN are unveiling enhancements to the ESPN Fantasy app that put Watson X-powered insights directly in users' hands, giving them access to personalized, data-driven information, such as personalized player grades based on each team's needs, predictions of each player's potential upside and downside, and transparent explanations of AI-generated player grades. Entering its eighth consecutive year, the collaboration between IBM and ESPN Fantasy Football continues to transform football data into compelling and helpful information for fantasy team owners. Sponsored by IBM.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Lowe's knows you want to get even more value for the holiday. That's why as a MyLowe's Rewards member, you get new member deals every week on everyday essentials, tools, and more. And you earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards to help you save on holiday and more. Not a member? Join for free today at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards. Because Lowe's knows deals. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, time for the curtain call questions. So thank you for sending them in to us, Dirtbags. You know where you can do that, on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, and we'll try our very best to get them on the show and or talk to you in person. That's our promise. That's our guarantee. So very interesting, Nolan. Right out of the gate, people are wanting off-season talk, free agency talk. Number one, right out of the gate, what do you see out of Scott Boras and his clients this offseason? Do you see the status quo from Scott Boras? Do you see any of the players stepping over him and not having a Blake Snell, Cody Bellinger situation?
Jordan Montgomery. Throw him in there as well. Matt Chapman.
Well, like, Chapman got his done through the summer.
But
so
I'm just saying, though, all four of them last offseason, they were all Boras clients, and half of them dropped him. Because he decided to screw them all around, and as a result, every single one of those guys said, if I could have handled the offseason, I would have handled it different. I would have gotten signed pre-spring training, and I would have been at spring training the whole time. Like, obviously, Chapman kind of got his deal done a little bit earlier in spring training, but Montgomery, I don't think, signed until opening day, if I'm not mistaken. Blake Snell was a couple of days before opening day.
And paid, like, the price for it.
Yeah. No, and that's just it. Like, realistically, if Scotty Boras has an offseason like he did last year, a lot of clients should drop him. Plain and simple. Should just cut him. Be done with him. I get that he's Scott Boras. I get that he's going to get you the bank. But at what cost? And you could tell those players were genuinely disappointed at the fact that they couldn't play for basically half a year. I mean, Jordan Montgomery, he couldn't play for any part this season with Arizona. He just dropped the ball. End of the day, I think, no matter what, if those star players that have him as a representative don't get signed by, now I'm not necessarily saying Christmas by any stretch of the imagination, but by January 31st, let's just say, I think a lot of those players begin to panic, and they're thinking, what the heck? Like, why am I not signed by now? Like, Soto's the one guy that I think realistically he might take the longest to sign. Now, I hope he does, and I hope, obviously, he signs by basically the winter meetings, let's just say. But I'm hoping there's some good movement and some early movement. Because if we get a repeat of last year where it just drags on and on and on, like, people got to cut Scott Boras.
That's the next question. Do people like Pete Alonso, that are very in demand, wait to see what happens with Soto?
To me, honestly, Pete Alonso's not even the top free agent first baseman. End of the day, Christian Walker, to me, is the top free agent first baseman. He's going to cost you less money, less term, and he's a better player. Plain and simple. So a person like Pete Alonso, if I'm him, I'm trying to sign before Christian Walker. I don't think it's possible, but he knows he's not Juan Soto. He knows he's not getting $200-plus million, and if he does, any team's overpaying for him. Like, Pete Alonso's not that dude at first base. Pete Alonso's a slugging first baseman with .240 career average, basically. Like, sure, he's going to run up the home run numbers. That's what he does. He's the polar bear. He can play in the cold weather. He handled New York well. Realistically, do I see him re-signing with the New York Mets? Yes. Obviously, he's a Boras guy, though, so he's going to go out there, try to get his money from whatever team can sign him. End of the day, to me, you know what's weird? I think he's going to be a Texas Ranger, but I still don't think he's signing that long-term contract. I think realistically he could be signed by Thanksgiving if a team is smart and just offers him enough money. Like, I'm not paying him more than $6,150.
Who's going to be the big marquee first signing? Who do you see being the first signing? I got two guys in mind. One's a third baseman, one's a shortstop for me.
So you're obviously thinking Bregman and Willy Adames. I'm thinking, you know what? I'm going to go Corbin Burnes. Just the market on pitchers. The past couple of years, it's been hot. Outside of, obviously, the Blake Snell, Jordan Montgomery finasco that happened last year. I think realistically, if I'm Corbin Burnes, I'm seeing what happened to those guys. And I'm saying, why would I want to wait until close to spring training? Get me signed by the winter meetings. Case in point, last year, I don't know necessarily how you want to do it, but I mean, Corbin Burns got traded early. Last offseason, there wasn't waiting around by Milwaukee. They got traded pretty early. This year, I think realistically, if I'm him, knowing I'm the ace of any team that I go to, teams are going to line up. They're going to sign me. And especially if the Japanese kids are coming over this offseason that they're projecting to come over. Like, I don't know if Roki ends up, if he ends up coming over this year or if he ends up waiting another year or what. But either way, if Roki comes over all of a sudden, that's a month without Corbin Burns being the top guy talked about for a starting pitcher. Now, don't get me wrong. He is still the top guy for a starting pitcher. But Roki, for that entire month, that's what teams are going to dedicate themselves to. If I'm him, I'm looking at that. I'm thinking, okay, December, whatever the posting date is for those players, I got to be signed before then.
Angels fans writing in later on this afternoon for the show. Want to know your thoughts on today's trade. Jorge Soler for Griffin Canning.
I mean, obviously, Griffin Canning never really panned out the way that most Angels fans had hoped. He was one of their higher prospects coming up as a pitcher. Obviously, he had a good, 4 or 5 year run there in Los Angeles. End of the day, you're getting a power bat. Like you said to me off air, what did they have, about 22 different DHs this year or something like that?
That's right.
So it should solidify their DH position. And, I mean, best case scenario, you get a power hitting right-handed bat. That can DH. Now, I don't know if that's necessarily a smart idea with Mike Trout being the way that he is in his career. Like, no offense, but Trout needs to DH more. So where do you put Soler in that outfield? You put him in left field, I guess? It's a spacious outfield, and he ain't that fast. So you know what I'm saying? Like, Mike Trout's the ultimate hamstring to that team. End of the day, I like the move. I'm not in love with it. It's a one-year thing. You hope to trade him at the deadline if you're smart by Perry.
Next question. More trading early on or signing of the free agents? Or you see maybe three free agents, four maybe free agents get signed and then trades? What do you see coming first?
That's actually a fantastic question. I honestly don't know, because to me, they're basically directly related. Like, whoever signs Willy Adames, all of a sudden that opens up Bo Bichette.
Domino effect.
Or vice versa. If I trade for Bo Bichette, I open up Willy Adames to come to my team, and now I have to overpay for him. Look at Seattle, case in point. Seattle needs offense. Everybody knows Seattle needs offense. Seattle wants to go the trade route, though, more so. They got starting pitching galore. Now, I don't know if a Logan Gilbert is available this offseason the way that they were talking about him last season.
So let me ask it this way, then. Those teams that realistically believe they're in the playoffs for 2025 know they got to make moves. Are they looking to sign any of those players early, like be aggressive on them they can set up their trades?
I'd 100% be. I would look to get my, if I have one guy penciled on that's a free agent right now, I'm looking to sign him before the winter meetings. And come the winter meetings, I know exactly what I have to play with, whether it be farm system guys, like upper prospects type of deal, getting traded to all of a sudden bring me another horse. Or something to that extent. Like, end of the day, I can't see teams trying to trade a player to set up a free agent move. Because that's not a guarantee. I got to get my guarantee. I get my guy, and now I try to work the phones and get that trade pulled off.
In from your Cardinals faithfuls, Noli. On the trades, you got a handful of guys, minimum. What does the winner look like?
Yeah, what did you say? 7 out of the top 21 on MLB trade rumors are Cardinals. Obviously, Gorman.
Helsley right at the top.
Helsley's number two. Yeah, Helsley was number two behind Crochet. You said Eric Fetty was number three. Then your run of older guys, Wilson Contreras, Sonny Gray, Nolan Arenado. And then, yeah, you said Brendan Donovan at 20 and Gorman at 21. So if I'm the Cardinals, I'm not trading Donnie. Personally speaking, I think Donnie's the second baseman. I'm trying to trade Nolan Gorman just because of the power, offensive power that he actually projects to have if he can ever figure it out at the major league level. I mean, legitimate power from a second base, but the issue is this year he just got way too in his head. Now, one way or the other, I think the Cardinals need to trade one of them just to try and get back some pitching. Obviously, they got some good young pitching prospects coming up, but the Cardinals fans, we've seen what's happened the past 2 years. We've just been horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible. Now, the thing that I'm most excited about is the Dominican Republic League, because you get Yadier Molina and Albert Pujols managing down there.
Yadier's came in. He's only managed four games, but he's 3-1 on a team that was 2-7. Albert's 9-3 with his respective team. So both of those guys, obviously, they're the next two projectable managers for the Cardinals. If I'm the Cardinals, realistically, I don't know. I genuinely just don't know what to expect. Like, they're talking about going into a rebuild. Obviously, if you're going into a rebuild, you got to try and maximize your trade value that you're getting and get some upper-level prospects. But like Adam Wainwright said there a few weeks ago, when he was talking during, I can't remember which playoff series it was, but he was just asked a question on MLB on Fox. And he's like, listen, like, end of the day, Cardinals fans are not going to be happy. Like, you go back-to-back years of just horrible baseball. This is a baseball city. They love their sports. Case in point, the St. Louis Blues. End of the day, they go into a quote-unquote full-blown rebuild. Fans are going to be mad. So the Cardinals need to play this offseason very smart with what they do. They better bring back some young, projectable, either early major league guys, like first, second-year guys, or they got to get back some horses for upper prospects.
New York Yankees, of course, are writing in to us. What does Brian Cashman have to do? He's got a lot on his plate. How does he get them back to the World Series in 2025? He's got a lot of work ahead.
Well, he's waited 10 months since that trade was made. That's got to be number one. You got to get Soto.
Before Cole?
You got to get Soto. Cole, everybody knows. Everybody knows what's going to happen with Cole. And Cole's not an idiot. He knows what he's going to do, too. He's going to opt out. The Yankees pick up that extra option for the extra year at, what, $36 million or something like that, whatever it is.
I think his last two starts just validated it.
Like, sure. There's absolutely no reason why, if I'm Gerrit Cole, with him being 34, I think he is now, there's absolutely no reason for him to look at it and say, you know what, I could go out there and probably get a six-year, maybe $200 million deal. I don't know. I'm just throwing out a hypothetical. But at the end of the day, there's no reason why the Yankees wouldn't just say, hey, listen here, there's a 0% chance you're leaving. Like you said, he's the clear-cut ace of that team. When on, case in point, the last couple of months of the season, when on, he was pitching like an ace again.
So Soto's got to be number one. Cole, take care of himself, you believe? I think so, too, because you're talking about the add-on of 36 and brings it up to, what, $187 million. So he's just shy of $200 million again with him or whatever.
Yep.
What do you do? Let's say you get Soto. What do you do after that? Who are you looking at in the trade market? Because you're going to the trade market. They still got guys to fill. Gleyber Torres gone.
How much money are the Cardinals willing to eat?
Where are you going?
Arenado. How much money are the Cardinals willing to eat?
Yeah, because I can't see them doing Soto and Bregman.
No. No, that'll be too much money.
Yep.
In my personal opinion, that's too much money to go both those guys that'll plus Gerrit Cole. This
potentially $800 million between the two.
Yeah, so like that's why I'm saying, hey, Cardinals, like you guys got 3 years, and I get Nolan Arenado offensively. He's gone down a little bit. But you pencil Nolan Arenado into that lineup. He doesn't have to be the catalyst. He doesn't have to be the star. He's hitting behind Stanton. He's hitting behind Judge. He's hitting behind Soto. Are you guys willing to eat, let's say, 75% of this contract? Everybody knows Spencer Jones is available this offseason. Spencer Jones plus what gets me Nolan Arenado?
Very interesting. I wanted to ask you about the thing that we talked off air or whatever. Something else to think about dirtbags. I think they're working with Garrett Crochet and Luis Robert maybe in there as well. I think they got the pieces to take them from the White Sox. Nolan doesn't like it, but I'm sure we'll be talking about that one as we go along and move forward. So it's going to be an interesting week. We're finishing a World Series, and we're going right into free agency offseason. It's beautiful. So we're going to be right back here in a second with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it.
It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
So my final thought this week, we kind of talked about retirement a little bit, so I want to give a shout-out to two guys that officially retired from broadcasting. John Sterling obviously officially called it a career, said he's not doing it anymore. That's it. After the last out of the World Series there yesterday. And then Bob Costas, 42 years, gave it his all. Never had a problem with Bob Costas. And to all the idiots out there that were chanting for him to get fired during the playoffs, I think you guys are just buffoons. That man did everything imaginable under the sun in terms of what he did for his broadcasting career. 42 years, did a fantastic job with baseball, did a fantastic job with whatever sport he was doing, called Olympics, called everything imaginable. Like I said, that guy was a fantastic broadcaster. I thoroughly enjoyed listening to him. I hope both of them enjoy their retirement.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. Hall of Famers, them both. And then when you speak Hall of Fame or whatever and that, you even made that comment and MLB Network keeping them on for when the Hall of Fame comes through. And Bob Costas we're talking about, and rightfully so. I mean, guy with tremendous insight, tremendous passion for the game, just like all of us. Just a dirtbag. So yes, absolutely. Heartfelt congratulations on retirement, and hopefully it's nothing but fun. So for you and your families, it's been a joy listening to you both over these years. No question about it. So, dirtbags. Can't thank you enough for listening. Can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, part of the show. You know, please share it. Please continue to love this amazing game of baseball at whatever place, facet that you are involved in it. A parent, a coach, a player, amateur, professional, collegiate, high school, doesn't matter. I mean, just continue to love this game. Continue to spread the message of just what it should be about, getting up, getting after it, and getting dirty every single day, controlling what you can control, having the right attitude, the right commitment, the right effort, and just being a quality baseball person and a quality human being on and off the field, day in, day out. That's what it's all about. So, again, if you want to send us your questions, you have any questions, Contact us on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, Kirk or Nolan, doesn't matter. We'll be happy to reply to you on both. So, unfortunately, though, it is that time, and it's that time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.